The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand-trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Meat Friday. Gang's all here, ready to go. And in case you're wondering, what are you having for Meat Friday, Dan? Glad you asked. National Pretzel Day. Pretzel bun sliders, mini pretzel dogs, baked pretzel bites, and beer cheese dip. All on the Traeger. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody has it better than you, the audience. Dan's deals for Mother's Day, limited quantities, 50 to 60% off. And we got a price point for just about every budget there. Items will sell out. Make sure that you take care of mom. You can do it today. One fell swoop. You can take care of a couple of mothers today. Go to danpatrick.com. You got the Miko foot massager that I'm trying to keep Fritzy away from. And the Villa Florioni.
Floriani.
Floriani and body kit.
There's this jewelry there, a company called Rattani.
Yeah.
And it is gorgeous.
Yes.
It's gorgeous. It is a massive hammer of a gift.
Yes.
That you're getting it, like, I think half off. It is a hammer of a gift, where if you want a Mother's Day that's like, oh, damn, all right, that it's unbelievable.
50 to 60% off everything. This is the third year we've done it. And once again, when we run out, then people say, wait, we didn't know you were going to run out of. Yes, it's first come, first serve, supply and demand. And make sure you take advantage of this. Happens once a year, and they're handpicked by me. And really proud of what we have. But go to danpatrick.com. Coming up, we found somebody in his mock draft had the Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. He'll join us coming up here in a moment. Let me get some other business out of the way. Good morning. If you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, download the app if you haven't done so. Radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, those chatting on Chat Row. Louis Riddick, ESPN football analyst, joins us a little bit later on. Ross Tucker will stop by as well. The Magic beat the Cavs. 76ers handle the Knicks. And the Nuggets up 3-0 on the Lakers. You got rounds 2 and 3 tonight in the NFL draft. Also, Bucks, Pacers, Clippers, Mavs, Timberwolves, and the Suns. Poll question before we get to our guest, Seton O'Connor.
Right now, Dan, we've got up there, we've got two.
Okay.
Best non-quarterback pick made last night in the first 10.
Ooh.
Marvin Harrison Jr. going to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Joe Alt and the Chargers.
Right.
It's not sexy, but that's a great pick. That makes them better.
Yeah.
Roma Dunze going to the Bears.
Yeah, I love that.
That's a fun pick. That's a lot of fun.
Yes. And then you have Neighbors going to the Giants, but then you're going to the Giants and who's throwing it to you?
Right. And Marvin Harrison Jr., plug him in. He's ready to play. Superstar.
Yes. And I thought that that was going to happen. I didn't buy into the J.J. McCarthy hype. Although I'm told this morning by a source that teams, they did want to go up to where Arizona was. They just weren't giving enough. And teams were, I said there'd be a team that would get squirrely. It happens every year. Now, I didn't know that team would be Atlanta. And there were other teams that were interested in Michael Penix Jr. Seattle, reportedly, the Raiders, Denver, but Atlanta gets their man. And our man, D. Orlando Ledbetter, has been covering the Falcons for 20 years, I believe. And you and your mock draft back in early April, had them taking Michael Penix Jr. I'll let you take a victory lap here, but why did you think Michael Penix Jr. was going to the Falcons?
Well, thank you so much, Dan. Yeah, I moved off of it, so I won't take the victory lap. But they have went out to Seattle to work him out last year. The whole Arthur Blank plane, the general manager, the whole coaching staff. And so they did the same thing last year when they went to Austin to do Bijan Robinson. So I'm like, oh, this is the full entourage trip. So that's a tip that this is the pick. And so I wrote it, and I went and said, hey, you know, this is the pick because they went full Monty on the visit.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand. Now, let me ask you, do you like the pick?
I understand the pick. I'm in the minority.
That's not liking the pick.
Yeah. No, I think he could have picked a better player to help your team out immediately. But I understand what they were doing. Yeah, you could have got a more impact player, maybe a defensive stalwart that's going to be on the field for you for 10 years, where you picked a guy that's going to clearly sit for a couple.
Yeah, I don't get it because he's 24. He's probably going to be 27 by the time he's the full-time quarterback. And you're invested in Cousins for, I think you're tied up at least for 3 years here.
Yeah, the hit would be massive if it's a two-year deal. You're okay after three and certainly fine after four.
Oh, my gosh. How do you think Kirk Cousins is going to take this?
Oh, he hasn't taken it well. We've talked to his agent. We've heard from confused, shock is what we heard, dismay, were some of the reactions of Kirk Cousins. He hasn't come out publicly, but on his agent, Mike McCartney, he has expressed those emotions on behalf of his client.
How does this work out?
There's a couple different ways, you know. Hey, Kirk comes in, they win, they develop Penix, they have a transition plan in place. The other scenario is Kirk, they don't win, they lose, they put the kid in there too early, and they're back here in the draft at number 8, trying to pick another quarterback in a couple years.
Let's go back a little ways when we thought Belichick was going to Atlanta. Then we found out some more details, maybe Robert Kraft telling his friend Arthur Blank that don't do it. What was your thought when the Falcons decided that they weren't going to hire Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I was caught out by what most people were. I thought it was a lock. When you got rid of a coach that, Arthur Smith had done a credible job, given the set of circumstances that he had, and you're going to cut him short early. That was indicating that you already had something in place with Belichick. So we were stunned that didn't happen. He couldn't win over the building, and so the owner had to move in another direction there. Raheem had support within the building and ended up getting the job.
Yeah, this is wild. Like,
yes,
I wouldn't.
Yes, it is. It's the Falcons, though, man. It's the
Falcons. Well, you've seen a lot over 20 years.
Yes, I have. From federal dogfighting trials to this.
Yeah, you've seen it all. But, it's still, I wouldn't have brought in Kirk Cousins, 35 coming off Achilles surgery, and it's going to cost me $100 million guaranteed. No. I know maybe he's the final piece here. We're assuming he's going to be healthy to be able to play. But, man, I'm puzzled by this. I'm puzzled. I'm not easily puzzled in this business. This one, the whole thing in the offseason, no Belichick, you got Kirk Cousins, and now you take Michael Penix.
Yeah, and I think you got to go back to them going after Deshaun Watson in 2021 when they decided that Matt Ryan couldn't keep going. And, they found out the price tag was too high for him then. The 230 guarantee was too high. So then you end up playing with Mariota and Ridder for 2 years, and that didn't work out. So now you're in desperate quarterback mode.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be one of those teams like Denver playing 16 different quarterbacks for the next 10 years. So you make a move and get Cousins, and now you make another move and get his apparent successor. So that's the backdrop. You kind of got to start at them trying to get Deshaun Watson and that failing, and then the subsequent move being bad.
Well, you got a lot of things to write about down there. So
yes, we do.
make your job easy. Hey, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Dan. Thanks for having me.
D. Orlando Ledbetter. He initially had the Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. Had him among the final five players on the Falcons' radar. And what he did is basically apply logic of they went all in, everybody went out to see Bijan Robinson, and then he used the same logic of Arthur Blank and his private jet, and everybody is going to go out to the workout for Michael Penix Jr. Yeah, Paul.
It makes more sense now when you hear him say that they went out, looked at him, and fell in love with him. They also got Cousins. To them, they're like, well, we got both. We got two things. Yeah, it's a generation ago, but Steve Young sat for four seasons for the 49ers. I don't think he took over until he was 29.
Yeah, but you had one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in front of him.
Just like Atlanta.
Kirk Cousins is.
Sorry. Yes. I thought you were setting me up.
Yes. I get it. If I got the one of the greatest he was the greatest quarterback in the league at the time.
Yeah.
Steve Young and you were able to have him wait. I get that.
It's like we're trying to find reasons that this could work out. Long term, not short term.
Well, it can work out. It doesn't mean it was the right decision right now. But look, would I have hired Belichick? I guess. But look, it's the front office is going telling the owner, we don't think you should hire him because they don't want to lose their jobs. Philadelphia should have hired Bill Belichick. Absolutely. But, okay, and then you bring in Kirk Cousins. I like Kirk. Great guest. I wouldn't have paid him that money coming off an Achilles surgery, and he's 35. And then you take Michael Penix. Okay, it might work out. Just like Jordan Love worked out. But it wasn't the right decision in the moment, in my opinion. And you're lucky. He did, you know, came out of his shell when he's played well. He played really well second half of the season. And I've been a Jordan Love fan. Said that he was going to be a franchise quarterback. But in the moment, you had the best quarterback in the NFL, and you didn't get him any weapons in Aaron Rodgers. All righty. We'll talk to Lewis Riddick. He'll join us coming up. Let's see. James in Virginia is back. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Friday, DP, Danette. Salute the Commanders, man. It's a new era in Washington. But I'm calling about Michael Penix Jr., man. I love this guy, and I love this pick, man. The cupboard is not there in Atlanta. You got Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. Offensively, they got a solid O-line. They're going to be good. And if Kirk Cousins does what Kirk Cousins is supposed to do, when is the next time Atlanta's drafting in the top 10? Meanwhile, you got a young rookie sitting, simmering, learning the playbook. He's uber smart. And when he comes into play, if he's 27, if he plays to 34.
Hey, James, you're a Commanders fan, and here you are falling in love with the Falcons.
I love football, but my heart is burgundy and gold. But I love football, man. But I'll be honest with you, man. If he plays seven seasons, in seven seasons, Washington has had 15 quarterbacks.
Okay. If I said you could have Michael Penix Jr. for the Commanders or Jaden Daniels.
See, I'm biased, man, because I wanted them to trade back. The thing that about Daniels that worries me is that he's slight, but he is bigger than I thought at 6'4". And his speed does give him an ability to move around the pocket and make plays. It's just that stat yesterday.
You didn't answer the question.
I got to take number 5, Jaden Daniels, because he's on the team, man. But I love Michael Penix, man. I want him to see him succeed.
All right. Thank you, James. Have a good weekend. Ken in Atlanta, who Marvin hung up on before Ken could say something about the Falcons. Hi, Ken. Sorry about that.
No worries. Just a little brother on brother crime. Thanks a lot.
Wow.
But
I'm sorry, Ken.
Hey, no worries. You know, I got to see who was who and what was what.
No.
But being in Atlanta and especially being a season ticket holder, our two trips to the Super Bowl with the Eugene Robinson scandal and the 28-3 thing, the 28-3 was the closest thing to a death, like losing that Super Bowl and having the year after Mike Vick left and having a year without Matt Ryan, with 2 years without Matt Ryan. This is the first time that X and O hugs and kisses kind of franchise was very shrewd. And of all the sports, no sport is more shrewd than football. And this was 100% about business. It may not make sense to anybody that's on anywhere, even us, but those guys, Terry and Raheem, looks like they are dug in, and it makes sense to make sure that we don't have anything like
that. I get it. I get it. And thank you, Ken, for calling back. I get it. But it's just, you deal now. The NFL is now. It's the now football league. You know, the Chiefs have this window. What'd they do? They traded up a couple spots. They get the fastest guy in the draft. You're thinking now. And that's where, you know, I'm confused with this. Because Atlanta can be, they can win that division. They can.
Sorry.
But I'm not helping who they have now. They have young talent now. Okay. It's not enough to win. Like, you can win the division. What's your goal? I would think it would be to win a few games in the playoffs, not just win your division. John in Hartford. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I'm 5'10", 200, and let's move on. I literally have news about the word literally.
Okay.
And so because young people were using it incorrectly for the past, I don't know, few years, Merriam-Webster's dictionary had to add an additional definition of the word literally, and it includes the word hyperbolic.
Okay.
So literally, the word literally doesn't mean much anymore.
Literally?
Okay. The word literally doesn't mean literally anymore because so many people use it incorrectly, they had to change the meaning of the word just so that many people aren't wrong.
Okay. Thank you, John.
That's
okay.
Crazy.
I know my kids will say that literally. Like, oh, you know, blah, 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 literally. And then you go, no, figuratively. And then like, huh? I go, never mind.
That's mine for me is the one that really gets me is everyone has dropped L-Y from words. Like, no, you took that personal. No, you took it personally. You took it personally. You didn't take it personal. That's a different word. It's personally.
Yes, Marvin.
Did you ask the school that you paid for their money back? Like, wait, literal?
Well, if you have a conversation with somebody under 25, count the number of times they say like, and then like, and then like, and I'll go, how many likes do you need? Like my daughters all the time. How about we drop the like?
Or the slang words.
Yeah. Literally. All right.
Now, my wife just said Riz yesterday, and we were like, what are you doing?
Charisma.
She said it tongue-in-cheekly. Oh. She said it like, which is, it's funny when you're starting to notice these moments where you're like, I can't believe this is how old we're getting. But if we say Riz, we sound so much older.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. The cringe factor was hilarious because we're just like, oh, no.
It wasn't cringy. No, that's cap.
Yeah.
No cap. Now, I heard that one time, and one of my daughters said, oh, man, that album, it's so Riz. It's got so much Riz. And I go, what? Yeah, charisma. And I go, what? Yeah, Riz. Okay. I go, okay, Riz. You got Riz. All right, let me take a break. We'll talk some more about the NFL draft. Lewis Riddick and the On Deck Circle. More phone calls as well. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
The original light beer, 1975. Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. You can't debate it.
I would try it.
No, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 150th Kentucky Derby. It's coming up. Churchill Downs. You can join the tradition. Stream every race live Saturday, May 4th at 12 noon Eastern on Peacock. Today's Mercedes-Benz interview of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz EV, the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan. The feeling is all Mercedes. The vehicle's all electric. The choice all yours. Learn more, mbusa.com/EQ. Our good buddy, Lewis Riddick, covering the NFL draft. And he'll be on site again in Detroit. It'll be day two of the draft, starting on ESPN2 at 7 Eastern, and then Saturday back on the mothership. Lewis, if the Falcons had called you last week, let's say Terry Fontenot called you and said, hey, we're thinking about taking Raheem Morris. Or if Raheem Morris had called you, we're thinking about taking Michael Penix Jr. Your reaction would have been what?
First, I would have said, well, why? Considering where you're at in your program, Bill, where, meaning you're right there. You're right there as far as being able to win the South, get into the playoffs, and then who knows what happens, especially if, Raheem, you can get somebody to fix or help fix what has been a years-long problem as far as rushing the passer. You guys have this organization has thrown draft capital, free agent capital at it. It just hasn't worked. And you have all of them sitting there at 8 at your disposal. You can pick whichever one you want. Whichever one you want. And with Kirk, I'm assuming he's good to go, right? You gave him $100 million guaranteed, right? So what's the deal there? Now, I know... As the great Ron Wolf always said, and Andy Reid used to tell us, the best time to pick your franchise quarterback is when you don't need your franchise quarterback. I get that. I mean, you're not going to get anything. You're not getting any return on your investment this year with that guy. So if you're willing to say, "Hey, look, we're okay with that. We'll hit it the rest of the draft. We'll be able to address that pass rush position, and we'll still be okay, even if we don't get a return on that first round pick." Then I guess I would say more power to you. But good luck. You better hit. Because as we know, like, patience isn't something that that NFL owners have a whole lot of. So you better be winning regardless. And I get learning, I get thinking about the long term. Because Michael could be fantastic. And if you believe it, hey, I'm never one to like ever kind of talk somebody out of believing that they may have found a franchise quarterback. That's why I never had any issue with the Patriots taking one. If the Giants felt like they needed one, I never have an issue with that.
But best case scenario is he doesn't play for 3 years.
Right.
Because you'll have Cousins playing well. You're paying him for 3 years guaranteed. And then he's going to be 27 when he probably gets a chance to start in the NFL.
Yep.
I want to take advantage of the rookie contract at that position. So that, I didn't understand it. Now, I've said before, I wouldn't have brought in Kirk Cousins for that kind of money coming off Achilles surgery. So I wouldn't have done that. Now, would I have gone all in for a quarterback? Yes. But I just think you got to address needs, just like, you know, Green Bay. It now looks like they did the right job with Jordan Love, but in the moment they didn't do the right job because, or the know, right thing, because they didn't add to a team that was a Super Bowl contender.
But as you know, I mean, it's also trading back into the first in the bottom quarter of the round to get that quarterback instead of taking him 8.
Yeah.
See, that's the rub right there. That's where you're going. Look, you could get, I mean, arguably, you could get a day one impact player. You could have got a day one impact player that steps in and helps your defense, maybe get people off the field, so your new offense led by Kirk Cousins, who you gave $100 million to, can have more cracks at. Now you don't have that guy. So, look, it's one of those where I saw some video of Terry Fontenot talking to Arthur Blank in the draft room.
He's explaining what Arthur Blank's like, wait, what are you telling me? That's Trust me.
I would love to have been a fly on the wall on that one, man.
Who had a great night last night?
I think Baltimore always winds up having great nights because Nate Wiggins, the selection of him at 30. Nate was probably, I mean, Quinyon Mitchell was probably my number one corner, but like him and Nate Wiggins were like 1 and 1A. Okay. Because of the way they play, which is so competitive and tough and physical. And you always hear down in Baltimore, you know, John Harbaugh is always talking about play like a Raven. Well, what does that mean? Well, I think if you turn on the tape of Nate Wiggins at Clemson, you'll see what it means. You watch the North Carolina game where he tracks a dude down from 15 yards behind when he could have easily given up on the play. That's what it means. When you watch him covering Keon Coleman and Johnny Wilson at Florida State, and then he'll go in the slot and cover guys like Tez Walker from North Carolina, totally different body type, and shut them all down. That's playing like a race. So that, to me, that team, that organization probably knows who they are as well as anyone in the National Football League. Now, I know people say, well, they ain't winning any Super Bowls. I mean, they ain't getting past Patrick yet. But that's besides the point. They understand the draft. They understand how to find their guys. And for them to sit there with cornerback being a top two need and sit there at 30 and watch a guy like Nate Wiggins fall all the way down because of all those offensive players who went above him, that's a great night. If you're Eric DaCosta, if you're Steve Bisciotti, you went home last night going, damn, we're pretty good at this thing.
The Chiefs know their identity.
Yep.
But I'm wondering if Buffalo knows its identity, because Buffalo trades with Kansas City and Kansas City says, okay, we'll take Xavier. We'll take the fastest guy in the draft.
Yeah.
Let me start with Buffalo. What do you make of what Buffalo is trying to do?
Yeah, it's interesting because like the two wide receivers like late in the draft, the two Xaviers that went, Worthy and then Leggett, who went to Carolina, who trades with Buffalo and Buffalo trades out of the first. Like both of those guys, of those two, Leggett is the one that if I'm Buffalo, I would have wanted. The bigger guy, 6'2", 220, a true X wide receiver on the outside who has 4.3 speed. He looks like A.J. Brown. That's who I think he'll be.
Wow.
He'd be that catch and run guy who will just go 90 because he's 4.3, or at 220 pounds, he's going to run over your small linebackers and your safeties and corners, and he can return punts. He's all that. That's the kind of guy, like that's that guy that Josh Allen, you could picture Xavier Leggett up there in Buffalo with Josh Allen and Khalil Shakir in the slot. You know, I mean, That just makes so much sense to me. And I was like, man, like they just gave away those two dudes. Like if they wanted Xavier Worthy, same thing, they just gave him away. Now, there's other good receivers coming up here that are going to go off the board early. like a guy like A.D. Mitchell from Texas, body type wise fits what I think Buffalo needs in terms of how you construct the wide receiver room. We'll see. They may trade down again. I'll be sitting there going, all right. Well, maybe you have some other plans.
Who had a better night last night, Denver or Minnesota, from the quarterbacking perspective?
Wow, that's a real good one, man. I would say Minnesota simply because I think that, one, Minnesota has the best, I think, situation to offer any of these young quarterbacks. Solid offensive line, two bookend tackles, a running back in Aaron Jones, who has proven in the NFL he can do it all, catch out of the backfield and run it. TJ Hawkinson comes back healthy. You have a top three tight end in the NFL. You have maybe arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL. Maybe the best two in the NFL in Jordan Addison. And you have Kevin O'Connell, who I've been told, look, Josh McCown, who went up there, who, you know, gets released in Carolina, goes up there to be the quarterback coach. When I saw him at the combine, he said, you know, one of the best things about our situation for a young quarterback is that Kevin has answers for young quarterbacks when they see something they don't quite understand. Or they see a situation, they go, how am I supposed to handle this? There's no gray area. Their rules, their methodology, their philosophy is so airtight. I shouldn't say airtight. Has so many different things that it can go to answer anything defenses can do, that there's nothing a young quarterback will be able to say, hey, you know what, my quarterback coach, my offensive coordinator doesn't have an answer for me. And that's why Kirk Cousins, I believe, took his game to a whole nother level when Kevin got there and played the way he did. Mm. So for a guy like J.J. McCarthy to go in there now and be able to sit behind Sam, who also has played in this style of system out there in San Fran, that whole Sean McVay, you know, type of system, I think it's just perfect for him. It's perfect for him to sit there, bide his time, and when he's ready to go and they're ready to put him in there, look at all the things he has to work with. Now, look, Sean Payton is someone who I don't think, as much as people respect him as a coach, I don't think people really understand, unless you've talked to him for a little bit, just how smart this dude is when it comes to being able to assess strengths and weaknesses in offensive players and put them in good spots. And if he believes in Bo Nix the way he obviously does to draft him where he did, you can best believe he's going to have Bo Nix in positions to really take advantage of his strengths. And I think Bo is a darn good quarterback, and I think he'll excel given the way Sean coaches that position and how multiple he can be in terms of utilizing guys, whether you have a big giant arm and can throw the football down the field like Jameis, or you're someone who was like Drew, who is much more cerebral, which I think Bo Nix is like right in between there. And I think we're going to see that.
I know you're busy. Always great to talk to you. Have a good weekend.
You bet, man. Thanks a lot for having me.
Louis Riddick, ESPN NFL college football analyst, and also worked in the front office with Washington and the Eagles. Part of the draft day coverage, and ESPN has that for you tonight. ESPN 2 at 7 Eastern, then Saturday on the mothership beginning at noon Eastern. I had a source who reached out this morning. You know, he knows that we're talking about Michael Penix Jr. And he said, you know, here's the one problem that I have with Michael Penix. He goes, and it's not injuries. It's he doesn't make plays out of the pocket. And in the NFL, you can't just stay in the pocket. You got to be able to make plays outside the pocket. And he is not somebody who makes plays out of the pocket. Now, I did text back and say, well, he's got 3 years to learn how to do that. Because I don't think he's playing anytime soon. Your best case scenario is Kirk Cousins comes back, plays well for 3 years. You give him his $100 million guaranteed. And then you say, all right, Kirk, thank you. You're 38 and we got your backup ready to go. Yes, Paulie.
See, when I hear what you just said, I think that's a positive thing. All I hear is guys like Eric Collinsworth last night and others going, we need more quarterbacks to stay in the pocket and make passes on time. There's a scheduled offense that they worked hard on in timing. And he goes, too many of these guys are freelancing and running around. To me, that sounds like a positive about Penix.
I just think there are plays that you have to make. There'll be plays when you have to make them out of the pocket. You're going to be forced out of the pocket. You know, the talent level you're going up against is going to force you out of the pocket. Everybody has an edge rusher, at least one. He's going to have to make some plays out of the pocket. I was watching Nick Saban. I thought Saban did a really good job. Bill Belichick did a nice job with McAfee. You know, you're never quite sure about either of these guys because of their personality. Like, Nick seems like he's got a sense of humor. You know, it's dry, whereas Belichick is just dry. And I know everybody says, oh, those who play for him, man, he's got a great sense of humor. Okay. You know who's always funny? The guy who's in power. You know, the guy who wins the Super Bowl. Exactly.
Yeah, you're right, Dan. You're right about that.
And what happened last night on the Mothership set? No matter what Nick Saban said.
Oh, coach.
And I go, it's not that funny. Like, how about we pick our spots? But they were, they wanted to please him and make him feel comfortable with everything that he said. And he does have great insight, but he's not a stand-up comedian. And Belichick was more of just like McAfee and, you know, his band of misfits. They're like, you know, saying silly stuff. And then Bill would come back and he'd be like, well, I don't see the comparison between Drake May and Josh Allen.
It's footwork and he leaves a lot to be desired. But
it's like they'd hired Stephen Wright to be the draft analyst.
It's like, yeah, okay. And then McAfee and his crowd, you know, they're all caffeined up in there. But I thought Saban did a good job. I thought he did a nice job, brought us, and he involved people. A lot of times you play to that person, and that's not a good thing to do, that you want that person to then play to everybody else on your panel, up you know, on the set. That it's not just, hey, let's go to you, and then everybody else has to kind of fill in after that. Saban would get it, and then Saban would say, what do you think, Kurt? And then he would send it to Herb Street. And I thought that that was great. But, you know, it's fun to watch. I'm watching my boy Rich Eisen, Daniel Jeremiah, Charles Davis. You know, I'm watching those guys last night. I'm loyal to Richie Rich, even though, you know, the Mothership, they still got friends there. But, yeah, you know, flipping back and forth. And it felt like, did the NFL Network, were they 5 seconds ahead of the Mothership? Or was that just my DirecTV?
I experienced the same thing. It was a solid like 5 seconds getting it faster from NFL Network, but maybe different cable systems are different. I don't know.
And I don't like tipping, you know, the picks. I mean, Chefty was tipping. I don't want that. And you know what? Don't do it on TV. Do it on social. I'm fine with that. But I had a problem with that. And I turned back to the NFL Network. I don't want you tipping your picks. Yes, Todd.
No, it was just, I don't know if it was frustrating, but I just found it odd, like, we're going back and forth just kind of to see why one would be a good 5-6 seconds ahead of the other one when they're just two major networks.
Yes, Paul.
It happens like that also with the Red Zone on different channels. Like, the Red Zone on both DirecTV and on NFL Network, it doesn't match up to network broadcasts. It's actually faster. Hmm. So let's say you have a few TVs on. You have CBS and Fox on a weekend, and you have live games, and then you have one of the Red Zones on. The Red Zone is about 7 seconds faster.
Plus, Todd got an email that had the top 10 picks, and J.J. McCarthy was already picked, even though he hadn't been picked on TV.
It was listed as a pick in an email that I got, and it was not announced just yet on NFL Network or ESPN.
Do you have that email?
There's almost no way that's possible.
Do you have that email?
I may have deleted it, but I will check.
Well, it's in your deleted.
Yeah, it'd be in your trash.
Why do I think this is not a conspiracy and more is about Todd and email systems?
This is like Oliver Stone is going to be like, how was the JFK assassination announced in Australia 24 hours before it actually happened?
I got something at 9:18 p.m. last night. It says, tonight's NFL draft so far. And at number 10, it said Vikings traded up J.J. McCarthy, and it had not been announced yet by the commission.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon after it did, but I got this email before the announcement was made.
You know what? Let's get the I-team on that. Paulie?
On it.
Fritzy, send it over to Paulie. Let's get the I team on it. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, does the NBA do anything to Joel Embiid leading into game 4? Cheap shots, plural, last night. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
We got our I-team on a story here. Fritzy claims that he got an email that had J.J. McCarthy being picked by Minnesota last night before it was announced on TV. Yes, Paul.
The I-team's all over this one, Dan.
Of course.
We're going to look into some timelines, match them up, and we'll get back to you in less than 10 minutes.
Okay. Watching some basketball, Joel Embiid, he had 50 last night. I don't know if he had a great night. He had 50, and they won, but there were a couple of controversial plays here and some cheap shots. Plus, he was shooting more free throws than the entire Knicks did. I think he had 21 free throws there. And it almost felt like this was the make-good game for how Game 2 ended. In the controversial fashion that it did, where they missed a couple of foul calls. But, man, they certainly went out of their way to accommodate Joel Embiid last night. And, there's one where Mitchell Robinson, like, he's grabbing his leg. Somebody else gets a cup check as well. But Embiid's on the ground, and then, he talked about how he was trying to protect himself.
The other players, obviously, Mitchell Robinson, like jumping, trying to land, trying to, make sure it doesn't land on me, because obviously we know the history that I have with Kuminga landing on my knee. So I kind of have some flashbacks, when he came down to it. It's unfortunate. I mean, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I just, in those situations, I got to protect myself, because I've been in way too many situations where, I'm always a recipient of, the bad end of it. So,
okay, I get it. He's trying to protect himself. That doesn't mean he shouldn't be punished for what he did. Hey, I'm sorry I did this, but, that should have been a flagrant too. I don't know if the NBA is going to look at that in time for Game 4, but I would. You should. Yeah, Paul.
If you hadn't seen the play, you could understand Embiid. I'm protecting myself. I'm injured. Sure, sure. But when you watch a play, he takes a shoulder from another player. He hits the deck. He doesn't get the call.
Yes.
Then Robinson's above him fighting for a rebound, and he hooks him with a leg, then grabs his other leg and pulls him. He's not...
Yeah.
Of avoiding anything, he's actually in making it happen.
Yeah. Now, he does take a shoulder and he goes to the floor, and I think he's reacting that way. Like, you didn't call that, I'm going to grab you. Do I think he's trying to protect himself? I don't. Do I think he was going out of his way to try to do something to the Knicks? I do. I get the reaction. He didn't get a call at the other end, and then, 7 seconds later, this happens. He gets knocked to the floor. But the NBA should look at that. I don't know if they're going to punish him after the fact, but it's not a good look. Not a good look. But they got the win, scored 50. Jalen Brunson had 39-13, finally having a good game in this series. Denver beat the Lakers. That's 11 consecutive wins over the Lakers, if you include the postseason.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day. Top
And the Lakers are really consistent. They're leading at halftime, and they've now blown a lead of 12 or more points in each of their last four playoff losses to the Nuggets.
Man, good for them.
Yeah, yeah, consistent. Man, there are going to be some changes. I wonder if Darvin Ham can hold on, because, you know, all of a sudden AD's calling him out. I don't know. So you got swept last year. Now, I did say I didn't think they were going to get swept this year. I hope they win. They better win game four.
That false hope win, though?
Yes, yes. I told you they wouldn't get swept. Yes, just, Marvin.
Just one. And it's funny because they keep saying, oh, you know what? Let's fight. Let's have that competitive spirit. Hey, I think they've been fighting. I just think the Nuggets are much better than them.
But you build a roster to try to counterattack being swept by this team. And now you're on the verge of being swept. So your offseason is about getting ready to beat Denver. And here you are, down 3-0. Yes, Paul.
I think Marvin's dead on. Like, I think there's going to be a ton of reaction because it's the Lakers losing and possibly getting swept. But you're facing a drastically better team. I know you've got some big names on your roster with the Lakers. But the team, the starting five, when they run the break, Denver, it's like a swarm of bees. And I don't think, I'd be shocked if they got two games in the series.
It feels like there's seven players on the Nuggets when they're on a fast break.
And I've checked, there's not.
No, there is still five.
Yeah, I checked for you.
But, and then you got D'Angelo Russell, who giveth and taketh away. Like, he's just not a consistent guy for you. And you thought you were getting, you know, depth with your bench. And, I mean, Denver's top heavy. They're starting five.
Middle heavy, bottom heavy.
No, they don't have a deep bench.
But whoever plays for them, for some odd reason, they have a career night.
Yeah, that's because you have Joker.
Yeah.
Joker makes everybody better. And how many superstars want to pass first? Steve Nash, Magic.
Short list. That's a short list. We're like 40 years.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
And I think it was Porter who said last night he's a genius on the court. He sees things ahead of time and makes us all better. And we know, you know, several seconds ahead of time how the floor is going to be put out.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
He's a 7-foot Gretzky. It's just, what do you want me to do? I'll do it. Final hour on the way. Ross Tucker will join us. And we'll give you NFL over-under totals after last night.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you have a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. This past weekend for Mother's Day, I'm treating my wife while grilling. I'm treating myself with a Miller Lite. Miller Lite, it just tastes right. Whether it's barbecue season or just celebrating a regular day with burgers and dogs, with a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.